Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, January 1st, 2024, through Friday, January 5th, 2024. Monday, January 1st, 2024. Money Mules sentenced to 1 year in prison for a call center scheme that defrauded victims of more than $700,000. Arifkan Pathan was sentenced to 1 year and 1 day in prison and 3 years of supervised release for a money laundering conviction related to his participation in a call center scheme to defraud elderly victims across the country. The FBI reported that in 2022, there was more than $1 billion in victim losses due to these call center fraud schemes. According to Acting U.S. Attorney Tessa M. Gorman, these scammers often target elderly victims and pretend to be government officials to try to build trust so they can steal their money. According to multiple victims in the case, they had received a telephone call from someone who claimed to be employed by the Social Security Administration. The caller claimed the victim's Social Security number had been compromised, and the only way to protect the victim's money was to withdraw thousands of dollars in cash from their bank accounts and send it via UPS or FedEx to an agent elsewhere in the U.S. for safekeeping. Source: Internal Revenue Service. 2023. Tuesday, January 2nd, 2024. IRS Criminal Investigation releases Fiscal Year 23 Annual Report highlighting more than 2,600 investigations, $37.1 billion identified from tax and financial crimes. The Internal Revenue Service recently issued a report of IRS criminal investigations for Fiscal Year 2023. In Fiscal Year 23, the IRS criminal investigation initiated more than 2,676 criminal investigations, identified over $37.1 billion from tax and financial crimes, and obtained an 88.4% conviction rate on cases accepted for prosecution. CI is the only federal law enforcement agency that spends 100% of its time on financial investigations. The agency used data analytics to identify and investigate some of the most complex financial crimes. During Fiscal Year 23, CI investigators queried Bank Secrecy Act data in over 89.6% of their investigations. And 14% of CI's investigations were initiated based on BSA information. CI also utilized data analytics to support over 1,300 questionable refund and tax return preparer investigations, 231 of which included identity theft in Fiscal Year 23. Additionally, CI's team seized over 1.7 petabytes of digital data from over 3,300 computer devices in support of investigations during the fiscal year. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Wednesday, January 3rd, 2024. Army civilian indicted in San Antonio for alleged $100 million fraud scheme. Janet Yamanenko Mello was charged by federal indictment with 10 counts related to a fraud scheme she allegedly conducted while working as a civilian financial program manager at Fort Sam Houston. According to court documents, Mello allegedly stole more than $100 million in Army funds by regularly submitting fraudulent paperwork that indicated an entity she controlled, Child Health and Youth Lifelong Development, was entitled to receive funds from the Army. Mello claimed that CHYLD provided services to military members and their families when in reality, CHYLD did not provide any services. The indictment alleges that Mello used the funds to buy millions of dollars in jewelry, clothing, vehicles, and real estate. Additionally, Mello is alleged to have falsified the digital signature of one of her supervisors on multiple occasions. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Thursday, January 4th, 2024. Former CEO of Sacramento nonprofit indicted for stealing over $1 million from the charity. Richard Allen Abruzzi was charged by federal indictment with 9 counts of wire fraud, 1 count of aggravated identity theft, and 3 counts of monetary transactions with proceeds of specified unlawful activity. According to court documents, in 2024, Abruzzi began working at a nonprofit organization that operates a chain of retail stores in California and Nevada. Abruzzi became the chief operating officer of the organization in 2016 and its president and CEO in 2018. From 2016 through 2021, Abruzzi fraudulently caused the nonprofit organization and one of its subsidiaries to pay approximately $1.4 million to Resolution Agreement Services, RAS. RAS consisted of nothing more than a fictitious business name that Abruzzi registered in 2008 and a bank account that he opened the same year. Abruzzi caused the fraudulent payments into the RAS bank account that he controlled by various false documents, including invoices and purchase orders. In one instance, Abruzzi used a forged letter purporting to be from an attorney representing the nonprofit organization to convince the organization's CFO to pay $55,000 under false pretenses related to a lawsuit. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Friday, January 5th, 2024. Nurse practitioner sentenced for $129 million Medicare fraud scheme. Elizabeth Hernandez was sentenced to 20 years in prison for her role in a scheme to defraud Medicare by submitting over $192 million in claims for genetic tests and durable medical equipment that patients did not need and telemedicine visits that never occurred. According to court documents and evidence presented at trial, Hernandez signed thousands of orders for medically unnecessary orthotic braces and genetic testing for Medicare beneficiaries she never spoke to, examined, or treated. As part of the scheme, telemarketing companies would contact Medicare beneficiaries to convince them to accept orthotic braces and genetic tests and would then send pre-filled orders for these products to Hernandez, who signed them, attesting that she had examined or treated the patients. However, she had never spoken with many of the patients, and she often had others, including non-licensed individuals, sign her name to fraudulent orders. Hernandez also falsified information in the orders about beneficiaries' symptoms and injuries. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2023. Interested in jumpstarting your career with a new certification? Contact Executive Director Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us for more information regarding our current certification offerings.